As the roads were finally cleared from the heavy drifting snows that blanketed them during the fierce storm and blizzard, Abraham and Sarah prepared little Brewster for his trip back home. He just couldn't wait to get back to his dear but worried parents. And you can imagine how surprised Brewster's parents were when he finally returned home so safe and sound. Brewster told his parents the strange story that had happened to him the day he got lost, and how Abraham and Sarah saved his life. "I owe my life to these two people," Brewster called out. "They saved my life, and they were so kind to me. They are so nice, and such kind-hearted people."
"Very well," called out the pirates. "Very well. I will make sure that they will be rewarded for this in full measure."
Upon hearing this, Abraham called out,
"Oh, no.
Please, not at all. I deserve no reward. After all, what I did is what the Torah teaches.
V'ohavto l'reacha kamocha.
To love your fellow man just as much as you love yourself. I did what Hashem commanded me to do. And so far as the reward, let Hashem take care of that." But the pirates paid no attention to Abraham's words and said,
"No, my dear friend. I must reward you for saving the life of my one and only child."
Well, dear children, the pirates decided to celebrate.
"I'm going to make a royal banquet and invite all of my noble friends to come and join in on this day of festivity. And you, Avram and Sarah, you will be my guests of honor."
Abraham and Sarah had no other choice but to accept his invitation. They were wondering if this royal banquet had anything to do with the 10 strange gifts promised to them on the day of their wedding by the students of Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. Well, dear children, it didn't take long, and there was so much hustle and bustle in town. So many dignified and royal guests were arriving from all over. And of course, every pirates in town came to take part in this grand celebration. As soon as all the guests were seated, the pirates stood up and said, "I want you all to know how thankful I am to Abraham and Sarah for saving the life of my one and only child. And in return for such a noble deed, I'm going to reward them with an unusual gift, a gift I think they truly deserve. I'm going to give them full ownership of the spacious park that is located in the center of town. It's all yours, Abraham and Sarah. May it bring you much joy and happiness, as much as you have brought us today." Upon hearing this, another pirate stood up and said, "And I will give you the entire lumber yard, which is located in the outskirts of the city." Well, dear children, you can easily guess what happened next. That's right. As one pirate finished announcing his reward, another pirate stood up and announced his reward, until all of the 10 gifts promised by the students of Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov were presented to Abraham and Sarah.
That's right. Exactly as the Baal Shem Tov himself assured them.
Yes, dear children, the blessings of Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov and his students have finally reached Abraham and Sarah in full measure in return for their kind heart and good deeds. How strange are the ways of Hashem Yisbarach, who sees all and knows all, and rewards everyone in full measure for serving him with all their heart and with all their soul.